Blackstone presents The Isolation Artist, Scandal, Deception, and the Last Days of Robert Indiana by Bob Keyes. This book is read by Traber Burns. This book is dedicated to Edna Keyes, my mother, for inspiring me and holding me to account growing up, and to Chuck Reese, my first editor and longtime friend, for setting high standards in journalism and in life, and holding me to account in both. Author's note. I first interviewed Robert Indiana in 2002, shortly after joining the staff of the Portland Press Herald Maine Sunday Telegram. Between 2002 and Indiana's disappearance from public life in 2016, I interviewed the artist, either in person or on the telephone, at least a half dozen times. On some occasions, I was given unique access to otherwise private events and conversations. All sources used in the writing of this book, including interviews, court documents, medical reports, and newspaper articles, are cited at the end of the book. While I have honored the request for anonymity from a few sources, no pseudonyms and no composite characters have been used. Editor's note. For Robert Indiana, the number zero symbolized death. In his artwork, he often represented zero in black and white or shades of gray. In this book, readers will not find a chapter 10, but instead a chapter zero, as an homage to the artist. A sum of money is a leading character in this tale about people, just as a sum of honey might properly be a leading character in a tale about bees. Kurt Vonnegut, God bless you, Mr. Rosewater. Chapter 1. If you wanted Robert Indiana to open the heavy wooden front door to the Star of Hope, you removed a palm-sized hunk of granite hidden on a narrow ledge overhead, pounded three times on the middle of three stars, and waited. Then he knew it was safe to open. He was usually on the other side. If Indiana felt like it, he would let you in. If he didn't, you could try again another day. The artist had the reputation for being reclusive, but he wasn't a recluse. Another word people liked to use to describe him was hermit. He wasn't that either. Robert Indiana was an ass. Indiana had become purposefully elusive and hard to reach because he relished the rep.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?